Let's pray. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence here. And thank you for your word. We ask you, Lord, that we may be able to hear it today, that you may give us ear to hear, Lord, and eyes to see how to put it to work for us. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for the things you're going to do today in this place. Lord, we just open for you to minister to us and to receive it, Lord, in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Let's go to the second message on manifesting the kingdom of God. See, I think it's important to understand that possibly this topic was never preached until recently. And the reason is that because we are in a different time. We are in a time in which the events that are taking place show the fact that Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming back soon. More and more people are starting to realize that. We don't know the time because we don't need to know the time. But he's coming back. And he's not coming back to a church that's a weekly church. He's coming back to a church that is able to minister in the power of the Holy Spirit. And he's not caught up into religion or fleshy activities, but he's operating and walking in the Spirit. And for that to happen, some changes need to be taking place and some understanding has to grow in the body of Christ. So that the things that Jesus manifested when he was on earth can soon to start to be manifested again on a regular basis, not just once in a while, not even just operating according to the gifts. It's just we're going to be a normal things taking place, Raise the dead, heal the sick, cast out demons. All these things are going to be the daily activity, the norm, not the exception. And for, that is really the kingdom. That is the manifestation of the kingdom. The kingdom manifestation shows what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verses there for 12 to 14, there says, verily I say unto you, if you believe in me, the things that I do you shall do also, and greater things than this you shall do because I go to my Father. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And really, that's a big promise. That's a big thing. And I really believe that we are getting to the place where this is going to be really manifested. But for the manifestation to take place, before there are manifestations, before there are breakthroughs, has to come revelation. You see, revelate always. Before God does something, he reveals it. And after he has revealed it, it takes place. So he has to talk to us. He has to show us, understand, so that we understand what he expects and what he wants us to do and how to go about doing it. Jesus coming, the rapture is going to come too. I believe that. And I believe that the saints are going to be raptured. But the thing is that what I believe is that not all the old Christians are going to be raptured. Only the overcomers. So we had to become overcomers before. Okay. So we had to get ready. We had to prepare. It's not just a question of sitting on the there and thinking that everything is going to be fine. It's a question of preparing for it so that we are equipped to be used, because, you know, we are not going to go up there for no reason, you know, and coming back. You know, there is a reason, there's a job to do. His body has to do a job. And so we have to be ready for that. And that involves changes. That involves allowing him to change us and to empower us and to start manifesting today the things that need to be in place. But we need to go. You see, that is not going to happen in any other way, because the only way that's going to happen is through the Word becoming alive in us in all the different ways. The Word is the source to where to go to. This is the way that he's going to work it out for us. And so we have to understand from the Word the principles and the ideas that are going to change the way we see reality around us. We cannot look at things anymore in the flesh to be able to operate that way. We had to learn to see things in the spirit. Both the things are happening around us beyond what you see in the physical. We had to start seeing what happens in the spiritual realm to be able to operate at that level. And God wants to open our eyes. So Jesus said, man, so many times, you know, it was ear to ears and it was eyes to see. Well, you know, he's not talking about the physical eyes or the physical ear. Your body, your spiritual body, has eyes and are all the senses that your physical body has. When you detach yourself from this physical body, if you die, you know, you are operating exactly in the same way as you're operating today, in the physical. But only you are not limited to the physical senses. Okay, so we are going to really look at this, okay? And we have to want it. You know, nothing is going to happen to us unless we want it. We had to make decisions. We had to take steps. We had to do things to be able to move forward. And it's not going to be happening at all if you are there waiting for God to do something. God is waiting for us. Breakthrough don't come because suddenly things happen. If you read all the Bible, you see that all the time the results of breakthroughs was because people were seeking, they were praying, were connecting with God, and they were asking. And we had to learn to do that and exercise our ability, God's given ability, to produce spiritual changes in the world around us. And the first place you start with there is through prayer. Prayer is the key. But not just prayer that you had to pray in the spirit. He's praying the spirit that breaks the walls and takes down the strongholds, because you pray exactly the way God wants you to pray. It's his prayer rather than your prayer. It's the spirit praying through you. And it's much better than you thinking about praying your own way, because it's not going to be, it's limited to your understanding of today. We have to go beyond our understanding. And it's given to us the gift of being able to do that by simply praying in the Spirit. You know, Paul said that I pray in the Spirit, you pray in tongues more than you all. And he has the greatest revelation of everybody in the New Testament. You know, it's not a coincidence In the Old Testament, there are some situations in which you say, well, somebody was speaking in tongues even there. But I'm not going to go into that at the moment. But the point is, you know, that always when God spoke to people, it's because they were seeking. They were open. They were receptive. They were wanting to hear. They needed, and they knew it that they needed. So we had to have the same desire, the same motivation inside us, seeking God to be able to hear him. Because when we get revelation, we get breakthroughs. You don't get any revelation. You see, it's not a breakthrough suddenly happened from the sky that's just fallen us. The breakthrough comes when we get revelation and we act on the revelation that we get. It's the results of obedience. It's not just the results of God doing something. God enables us to do things because he tells us. And if we listen and if we obey, then he manifests what he said he would happen in his word. Hallelujah. So we had to learn to have ear to ear. We had to be open to listen. We had to be obedient to what he tells us. Even if sometimes he's going to tell us things that may not make too much sense to us because we don't understand them yet. But when you act on it, you will understand too. After the things start to move. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, our faith, everything that we do, everything, happened by faith. You know, it's God's grace, but it's by our faith. We have always a part. It's not automatic. God is not going to do it just like that. It's because we appropriated by faith. He speaks to us. He always speaks to us. Always. If we listen. And so we had to learn to listen. And we had to learn to respond in the right way, which is obedience. Hallelujah. So we had to learn to operate that way, and we had to grow in our faith. We had to grow in our ability to achieve or to do the things that God calls us to do. And sometimes it takes some courage, as we will see later on. You know, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. See, all your needs, you don't need to pray for your needs if you seek after the kingdom. You have to always seek after the King, always seek after the Father. Trust God, trust the Lord with all your heart. You know, your heart has to be completely directed. So it doesn't say trust, you know, love, trust the Lord or love the Lord a little bit. It just doesn't work that way. You are not going to move supernaturally that way. God wants us to operate supernaturally because we are not from this world. Amen. If you are born again, you are from another race. You are a new creature. What does it mean? That you are not anymore a normal person. You are from another world. You are from the spiritual dimension. You are part of that, not part of this. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You have to start seeing yourself that way if you want to be able to be ready for the rapture. Because that's your natural place to be. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, that means, you know, we have to learn to live in fellowship, you know, in fellowship with God, in His presence. That's where things happen. You know, Psalm 91, if we really put it to heart and we start living in that dimension, you know, we are protected, we are empowered, we have everything that we need. All these things shall be added, extra, as you look for that, go after the kingdom. Praise the Lord. This is not psychology that we teach here. This is the truth of the kingdom. This is what Jesus preached when he was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He wasn't preaching the gospel of forgiveness only. You know, there's a big difference. You know, with that you are limited. You cannot do anything. You cannot overcome. You are always there trying to get when instead you should be having already. Amen. You cannot walk as he walked if you are there begging God all the time for your mistakes. He has to be empowering you not even to fall into the mistakes. Hello? See, there is no bondage, no habit, no, you know, addiction, nothing that God cannot overcome. He is bigger than all the demonic strongholds that one is under to be able to break loose from them just simply believing him and believing his word. His word is powerful and effective to break down every barrier in front of you. He did it in the Old Testament in the physical realm, but it can do it today, not just in the physical realm, even in the spiritual realm. We can take principalities and power and destroy them. Because the greater one is inside us. Amen. Hallelujah. But we have to learn, you know, to go to him to get the direction that we need. You know, in Psalm 16, verse 11 says, you will show me the path of life. See, we have to understand that he is going to show us the path of light. He will guide us into all righteousness. That's what the Holy Spirit, that's what says about the Holy Spirit. He teaches us all things. That means that we know, when we know the things, we are set free. When we know the truth, we are set free. We don't need to go around bound anymore. And we have to realize that, and we have to start accepting that first on a mental level, but then on a heart level, and then we are going to manifest it because we truly believe it. Hallelujah. You know, we can look at the stories of the Old Testament and see the prophets and see, you know, Moses and Joshua and all the others, what the things that they did. But Luke chapter 7, verse 28 says, "For I say to you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than the prophet than John the Baptist. But he who is the least in the kingdom of God is the greater than he." Luke 7:28. So the least of the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist, that is greater than all the prophets on the Old Testament. If we see the things that they did in the Old Testament, you know, we are impressed by the physical things that they did. And John the Baptist didn't do many physical, big physical things, but he was the greatest of them all. So you see, the way of judging things is completely different from the way we judge things. See, they were prophesizing about the coming of the Messiah. Say, he's coming, he's coming. John the Baptist says, he's here. And he picked them up. Hallelujah. That's why it was greater. You see, that shows that revelation is greater than manifestation. Praise the Lord. So we need to get to the place in which we get revelation. If we want to move into the kingdom, we need revelation from the Word. See, that's where we get it from, because revelation is nothing else than the Word's opening up to us. By the Holy Spirit, because He is the one who wrote in the first place, and He's the one that opens it up so that we can connect in our spirit and in our soul and in our mind and everything else that we have with it, so that we can cooperate with that, that we can manifest that. Hallelujah. So you see, when you get that, you know that you know that you know there is no doubt there. There is no question there. You are on solid ground because the Word is real to you, and there is nothing can take it away. Amen. You, even the physical evidences are nothing compared when you get the truth in your heart. Hallelujah. See, one of the things, see, supernatural manifestation should be the natural, not supernatural for us, but should be natural if you are in the kingdom. Because the kingdom is supernatural. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, says, blessed be the God of our Father and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. This is past tense. Can you say, has blessed us? With every spiritual blessing, with every spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Hallelujah. So you see, He has blessed already with all spiritual blessing. There is nothing else to add to that. It's ours. If we just believe it, and we just receive revelation about this blessing and how they're going to operate in us. They are ours. They are given. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, we just... I think some we said it, I said it before. Philippians 4:19 says, you know, and God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, all your needs, all our needs, hallelujah, shall supply all your needs. I mean, you just had to receive that. You had to appreciate that, you had to receive it, you had to accept it, you had to start living with that mentality, with that idea, you know, that He is going to provide all your needs. Can you say, all my needs?
All my needs.
Just all of them. You may lack nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. See, that's what has to start motivating us and has to start empowering us to be able to get out from the past, get out from our limitations, get out from the things, the problems. See, we cannot be focused on the weakness. We cannot be focused on defeat. We cannot be focused on sin. We cannot be focused anymore on these things that are negative. We should be focused on the things that we can do in Christ to strengthen us. Amen. And the Word says that we can do what? All things.
All things.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All things. Hallelujah. You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, even in the Old Testament, this stuff was already available. This is why there were prophets and people like that, because they were catching the idea, because they spent time with God. You see, you cannot do that in your own strength. You have to spend time with God. You have to spend time in fellowship with Him. You have to spend time with the Word, because then is the way that the Word is going to work in you, and it's going to transfer the power and the life that is in it. The God is the God, the Word, everything is there, but you had to receive it, and to receive it has to be working in you, and that means that you had to spend time with it. You had to be meditating on it. You had to be studying it. You had to be believing it. You had to do all the things so that it's starting to work in you and becomes flesh in you. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes focus. You need to be centered. You have to be single-eyed. You can't not afford to do other things and be able to produce these results in your life. You know, in Deuteronomy talks about blessing and cursing, curses, you know, and very clearly says, you know, all the blessing that we get when we are obedient. You know, one of the Lord will open, Deuteronomy 28:12 says, you know, the Lord will open His good treasure, the heavens, and to give you everything that you need. Hallelujah. See, opens the heavens. I mean, the heavens, you know, here is representing the spiritual world, the power that, of God. So everything that He has, He wants to give to us. That the way it was at the beginning. That's what was happening with Adam and Eve before they sinned. And Jesus came to reestablish what was done before. He had given us, you know, He had given to man in the Garden of Eden whole power. He didn't need to toil or work or do anything. He just said it. He didn't need to look at the garden and do, okay, and I had to go and dig this out. You like to do gardening that way, don't you? Me too. But that's the way it was, and that's the way one comes, wants to reestablish it. It's not the toil and the works they're going to do produce results. It's the power of the Holy Spirit working in us that is going to make the changes in the environment and the world around us. When we start manifesting the kingdom before it comes, and that's what we are told that He can come to fulfill it. Hallelujah. So, you know, I'm talking about preparing for the rapture here. And it's coming. And it's coming. Okay? Anybody that has spiritual eyes that can see, it can see that it's coming. And so many people are starting to see that it's coming. They don't know when it's going to come, but it's coming. All of God. And it's coming, and you see, that's part of the revelation that is coming. You see, the knowledge that you know, the witness that you have by the Holy Spirit inside yourself, that yes, you know, to me, was always up to recently, was something that was happening, yes, but far away. It's not far away anymore. I just feel in my spirit that it's closer than we can ever think. Hallelujah. And it's not that we should want it, because there is work to do. You know, and if it comes too soon, are we going in? I mean, are we ready? Are we prepared for that? And one of the things that all the time the Bible talks about, you know, it's a question of preparedness. It's a question of getting ready for that. And now, you know, the fact that there is an awakening of that idea, you know, the knowledge of the understanding and the witness that is coming soon should be a motivation to actually start moving in the Spirit and getting breakthroughs so that God can start to work things before Because the people that are going to be called are the one that can manifest. That involves decisions, choices, act of faith. And faith is the only way to please God. And we have to believe that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So we have to start diligently seeking Him to be able to be ready for that. Hallelujah. We have to start moving. Hallelujah. So, you know, one of the things that we can remind ourselves daily is 3 John 2. 3 John 2 says something that God wants to do with us. You know, God wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. You see, this is the place where we can break. That's the place that we have breakthroughs. You see, we have to prosper in the things we do. That doesn't mean we go around, you know, wasting money. It means that we are successful in the things we put our hand to. So, you know, a good way to do it is if each time when you wake up in the morning, you remind yourself of that. You know, you say, God wants me to prosper and be in health even as my soul prospers. Why don't we say once at least here. God wants me to prosper and be in health even as my soul prospers. So you see, the way it starts is starting with our soul prospering, developing, growing. And the impact is going to be both in the things we do and in our physical body, because this is the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken our mortal body with the spirit who dwells in us. You see, everything is so connected. Hallelujah. So one of the things we had to learn to do is to feed and protect our heart, not our spirit. If you're born again, your spirit is fine. No matter what anybody says. Just have to read, you know, 2 Corinthians 5:17 and following. It's done. But our soul needs to be fixed. Our heart needs to be fixed. And so we had to work on that. And Proverbs 4:20 and following, it gives all the instruction that we need to have for that. It really essentially says the word. Go to the word. Receive the word. Plant the word inside you. Spend time with the word. You know, my son, give attention to my word. I mean, you cannot watch TV and give attention to the word. Okay? How many hours you do that and the other? You can see how balanced your life is. Incline your ear to my saying. It's not only about physical area. It's talking about the spiritual ear that we have. You see, it's all internal. Do not let them mar from your eyes. That means you're always focused on that. Keep them in the midst of your heart. See, this is a heart thing. And the heart is not your spirit. The heart is combination there between your soul, your belief system, and all the way you work together. I had to go and do a study on that because and show you really the scripture that says about that, because it's not very clear from the scriptures, and it's not many people understand that. Okay. In the midst of your heart, keep the words in the midst of your heart. I mean, the heart is where the heart is the seat of your affection. So if you keep the word in the midst of your heart, is where all your affections are going to be affected by the word. Are you following me?
Yes.
See, this is the indication that the heart is being affected because your attachment, your desire, your motivation, all these things are affected by the word because the word is working inside you. And not other things, not the things that you see in the physical or you hear it in the physical or the other things around, what people say, you know, those things, who cares? You want to be ready for the rapture. There is no other option. Okay? Let me continue. It says, you know, for this, for they are life to those who find them. And you see, to find them. You see, when you find them, that means, you know, that you hear with the spiritual ear and you see it with the spiritual eyes. You can read scripture and find nothing. But you can read scripture and say, there it is. And becomes real. Amen? Amen. So you see, this is, you keep, you know, in their life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh, or the health worth, the health there could be translated medicine. You see, it's better than medicine because medicine, you know, has side effects. This has no side effect, and it's fixing you up. That's the healing that takes place when the life, you start receiving the life. The life of God cannot be sick. You see, your spirit is not sick. It's the bodies, if you are sick, that has a problem. Okay? If you're born again, your spirit is not sick. It's alive with the life of God. Now, you, I want that life to be transferred, and that transfer takes place by revelation from your word. This is, you know, you grasp it and you see it and you pass through to your soul and you understand it to a spiritual level. Okay. So keep your heart with all diligence. See, that means, you know, you have to look after it. Evidently, if you had to keep it, that means, you know, that it can get messed up. Well, depends on what you know, if you watch horror movies, don't be surprised if you have nightmares at night. Hello? If you listen to stuff that's depressing and corrupted or sexually perverted, you're going to just be affected by it. Don't complain about having you know, lustful thoughts. Why? Because you've been exposed to it, and you've accepted it coming in, and it stay there now. So you have to cut those things off before they affect you. You have to protect your heart with all diligence if you want to get anywhere. I mean, it's not easy today in the world, but that doesn't matter. You see, it's your decision. God enables you to make decisions and to choose between darkness and light. Amen? Between death and life. You see, we don't make those two, the second association, but that is there. Hallelujah. So, put away all the, you know, continue here. Keep your eye with all diligence, for out of this are the issues of life. This is how, you see, it's coming out of it. This is a natural result. It's not that you are doing it. It's not your work. What you do is you work the word. And then he works the other side. You see, it's not us doing, it's not our ability, it's his ability that is manifested inside us and produces results. And you say, you know, how is that easy? But it's the work that go on before that is not easy. It's the decisions you took before. It's a question of knowing and choosing what is worth and what is not worth. What makes a difference and what doesn't make a difference? What produces results and what doesn't produce results? Hallelujah. Let me continue here. Put away from you a deceitful mouth. A deceitful mouth. You say, well, you know, I'm not going around lying. No, that's not talking about that. A deceitful mouth is a mouth that says things contrary to the word of God. So how can you have a non-deceitful mouth if you don't know the word of God? Yeah. You see, you're speaking the word. You speak in the word all the time. The word is what you say because the word is you and you become the word. Hallelujah. See, anything contrary to the word of God is deceitful. Can you see that? All right. And put the perverse lips from away from you, which is the same thing. Let your eyes look straight ahead. See, here he's talking about what you want, what your goals are. See, you had to go, you know, had to know what you want. You know, you had to go in the direction that God wants you to go, and you know exactly what you, and you just go straight there. You don't go all over the place. You are focused on what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. And your eye leads, look not to right before you, look right before you. See, don't get distracted. See, that's the world today is full of distractions. I mean, you know, the attention spans of today, people, is so small. And now with the stupid, you know, news stuff that goes on and all the media, you know, and computers and stuff like that and phone, you know, smartphone, stupid phone, you know, make people stupid. Let's face it, the attention span is so small today that you have to, when you speak and to make them understand, you have to make it so simple because, you know, if you read any of the things of the past, you know, it looks so difficult to read. It's not, it was a normal thing. I mean, you know, everybody says, even listen to some sermons that was, you know, spoken 100 years ago. You listen today, you go around after a while, you just get tired and you just phased out. Why? Because they had much more attention span than we had today. Today, if you preach some of those sermons, nobody listened to you for 5 minutes. We are becoming retarded, not advancing, but going back. You know, can you imagine the difference between us and Adam, where they could name all the things on the world? It's going to come back. It's coming back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, look, your eyelids look for, right before you. Ponder your path of your feet. See, don't rush. Take time when you move in certain direction. And let all your ways be established. Hallelujah. Do not turn to the right or to the left. It says it so many times. Put, to, you know, remove your foot from evil. See, you have to stay in the word. And you allow the word to guide you and direct you. And as you meditate and as you work on that. And we're going to talk more about that because unfortunately the time is finished. But I had to stop that watch there. Yeah, take it away. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
You see, this is what's going to make the difference in our life. He's not begging God or anything. God wants to do these things for us. He wants to use us. He wants to work with us. He wants to change the world the way it is if we... If the church keep doing what it's doing in general, the world is going to get worse and worse and worse because it's a powerless church. That's not what God wants. See, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That means you have to go there and kick out the gate of hell open. You know, here, it's not happening. Amen? Praise the Lord. I think I'm going to close maybe a good place here. Otherwise, I'm going to start another scripture. It's going to be another half an hour. Hallelujah. See, meditate on that scripture. So they start conveying to you what should happen in your attitude, in your thinking, in your things, you know. And if you want, you can add someone to adapt to the thing so that you get the whole picture, or most of it. You know, this is God's plan. But we have to receive God's plan to be able to implement it for us. Yes, a good plan for us. Good things, not bad. He loves us. He's a good father. Praise the Lord. I think we should pray together. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you that you know what we need. And you have given it to us already. It's ours for us to take. And I thank you that I can move in your path, the path that you have established for my life. I thank you that I know this is a good path, it's a good plan, and it's blessed in heavenly places in Christ Jesus as I respond to your call in my life. And I accept my destiny that you have prepared for me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. I'll take it. I walk in it. And I will have victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. And amen.